Okay, moving along in the third parak, third and final parak of Maseches Makos, we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hakosev ksovas ka'aka. If a person writes a tattoo writing, kosev lo ka'aka, he writes without scraping into his skin, ka'aka v'lo kosev, he scrapes into his skin without writing, einu chayiv ad sheyichtov yikakea. He's not going to be chayiv until he writes and also scrapes into his skin, b'dyo, with ink, v'chol, or with blue ink, or v'chol dover shu roshim, or anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer, einu chayiv ad sheyichtov shem Hashem Hashem, Shenemar Ksovas Kaka Lo Sitnu B'chem Ani Hashem, that he's only chayiv if he actually writes Hashem Hashem in his skin. The Bartanur points out, but Gemara Mefarish to Shem Avodah Zarah Ka'amar, that it means if he writes Hashem Avodah Zarah, not Hashem Hashem. It's just speaking in Melitza when it says that. Mishnah Zayin, Nazir Shahayah Shosu B'yayin Kol Yom Ein Chayiv Ela Achas. If a Nazir drank wine all day long, he's only chayiv once. Amlo Al Tishta V'Shosu Chayiv. But if he keeps on getting different asra each time, and he keeps on drinking, then he's going to be chayiv for each and every time that he drank the wine. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we said that if a person tattoos both by scraping and inserting ink, he's going to be chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's only if you write a Shem Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk says Ani Hashem. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if a nazir drinks lots of wine, he's only going to be chayiv once, unless he's warned each and every time, then he's going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas. But next time we will pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Ches.